It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Okay. Everyone has practice tonight, and we have games, and we have things, and recitals. We can either have dinner at 4 or at 9:30 at night, right? And that's kind of like the life of anyone who's trying to balance work and family and all the extra school activities.
Yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I look at people like you, young men, and I'm so jealous. You come in today, show the audience what you got. That is a, it looks like a shake.
It's a smoothie.
It's a smoothie, okay? The fact that you have the
Carter
time.
Carter says it looks disgusting.
The looks time, like sewage.
The time and the wherewithal to make yourself a really nice protein shake. I'm just jealous.
It takes 5 minutes.
I wish I had 5 minutes. You know what my 5 minutes is? It's me scrambling to like enjoy 4 minutes of coffee with no one tugging at me at my collar to do something. I'm so jealous of the life you live. You're not weighed down by responsibility. You're not weighed down by bills, by wives, by kids.
I got some bills.
By stress, by other family members. I'm so jealous.
Well, you were once my age.
What are you doing tonight, for example? Like, what does Mark Grandy have on the docket for tonight?
Watching the Warrior game. What are you talking about?
All by yourself. Just feet up. Just that's it.
Maybe. I might go out and catch it with a couple of friends. but I haven't decided yet. But I mean, I got to get ready for our broadcast at Friedman's tomorrow. Myself and Sam Lubman, 12 to 3. Tune in.
The minute I get off of work here, I'm like, all right, what am I gonna get? I gotta get some food. I gotta eat. All right. Then I gotta go to the grocery store, and then I gotta go to, you know, I gotta go to the laundry, and I gotta pick up all this dry cleaning laundry, and then I gotta go back home. I gotta fold more laundry. I gotta do more laundry. I gotta clean up. I gotta take the dogs on a quick walk. They gotta use the bathroom, and then I gotta go to the bank. I gotta make a couple payments. I don't even have time to breathe. And I'm sitting here looking at you, and I'm so jealous of your life, which is why when the Giants win the way they did yesterday, me doing all those mundane tasks I'm talking about make me feel so much better.
What's so great about baseball, and I know I'm saying this and it's not the case today because the Giants are off today, because an area like Cincinnati, is it possible that tomorrow, yesterday's game might get rained out, so you want to have an open day today, which, okay, whatever, it's not great, but the great thing about baseball, and it's especially true when your team is at least fun, maybe not great, but fun, it makes the day so much better because you have a game to look forward to almost every evening.
100%.
Every evening. No matter how annoyed you might be during the day, and you just mentioned all of the things that are on your mind that you have to do once you get out of work. Oh, Giants, 7 o'clock tonight. Verlander's pitching. All right, I'm locked in. Can't wait.
I can't wait. And that's the beauty of baseball. You know, I know Marty Lurie, the mosaic of baseball, right? Like, that's what he always would say. And he is right, though. Like, you know, all the other sports, the way I would describe them is they're like passionate affairs. Whereas Giants baseball is like a marriage. There's a lot of ups and downs. There's times that you want to scream and rip each other's eyeballs out, you know, but you're in it for the long haul. Until you're not. But you're in it for the long haul. And so that's the way I view Giants baseball this summer. It's going to be great, man. I'm so excited. And I feel like I'm watching a brand of baseball that I can appreciate. Mm. You got a bunch of hard-nosed players that have chips on their shoulder to prove that they are worth the money they're worth. Or to prove that last year's All-Star game for Elliot Ramos wasn't an aberration. That he deserved it. That Mike Yastrzemski is still a really good ball player. That Jung Woo Lee can play and be healthy in the big leagues, that Pat Bailey can finish a full season, that Logan Webb is a legitimate ace, even though we all think he's an ace here, but there's a lot of people around the baseball that probably don't put him on the upper echelon lists that he thinks he's deserving of. Can Verlander still play? Does Robbie Ray have anything left after the Tommy John? You know, there's so many question marks about this team, and they feel very, very, very hungry, and they're led by a guy in Bob Melvin, who I think a lot of people think's just overrated. And I saw Bob manage that game yesterday like it was a do or die type of a game, and I appreciated that from him.
Something struck me yesterday watching the game, and with all the strikeouts early on, and you had a number of players who were like 0 for 3 with 2 or 3 Ks, 0 for 4 with 3 Ks. I wonder if in past iterations of Giants teams, you get to the ninth inning and you got a reliever that comes in, if we would have seen a pinch hitter or two.
Well, maybe even like I was thinking the Pat Bailey situation, like do we go to the righty? Because the righty hits 5 percentage points higher against righties than what Pat Bailey does or whatever it is. Well, and then there's like, hey, 3 batter minimums. You know, there are certain situations where I felt like the Giants overthought things on these before the 3 batter minimums. Like, we have to go to the lefty right now. Well, dude, this guy's dealing right now, and you're going to bring someone in cold off the bench. So, yeah, there's a lot more gut, it feels like, that are baked into these decisions, and a lot more like, we're going to ride or die with our best players.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. The data is going to influence some of the decisions.
It has to. There's a balance.
Of course. Like you'd be naive not to, but it's not going to paralyze us on every single decision all game long. I'll never forget this. Like, when I saw Evan Longoria get pinch hit for in the fourth inning, so what are we doing? What are we doing? And Evan Longoria was ready to kill Gabe Kapler in the dugout. Like, just kill him. It was just, and I kind of felt him. But like, that's what that team used to do.
And we got shameless shout outs coming up in less than 20 minutes. So anybody or anything you want to shout out, get your calls in, line them up. We'll go to you at 7:45. There's also something to be said for, even if your guy is struggling, even if your guy that you start and has had a rough game, even if he's not the greatest hitter, like Patrick Bailey might fit in that description. Mm-hmm. He's had great moments. The end of last year was really, really rough, but he was pretty good for the first couple of months. Even if that is the case, and you don't necessarily believe that this is the best situation for him necessarily personally. There's something to be said for just showing faith and trusting your dude and giving him those opportunities.
There's nothing worse than sitting in the on-deck circle, looking over your shoulder, because the game's already so mental. And you're going, are they going to pinch hit for me?
Or you're at the plate when you weren't sure if you were going to get the at-bat. You got the at-bat, and then you're thinking, oh my God, if I strike out here, I might not be in this situation ever again.
That's a great point. That's exactly it.
And if you're thinking that in the box, it's already over.
You're cooked. It's a great point. You're absolutely cooked. I mean, I truly believe Joey Bart, part of that, like all of the stuff that you just represented.
Oh, yeah.
Like I watched him barrel up a couple balls, and he was struggling, and the guy could never get his footing because he's always looking over his shoulder. I think at times the young players for the Warriors have felt that exact same way. I think there's a correlation to that. And so there is a tolerance level that you need to just allow people opportunities to fail.
Yeah.
You just do in sports. And it's hard because every game matters, right? You're bringing up some of these guys on the Giants. Pat Bailey is a great example. I don't think he has to be a great player to have a great career. And what I mean by that is that, like, if you're a one-sided player in baseball and you just hit enough in clutch situations, you could have a great 12 to 15-year career somewhere. Brandon Crawford was not a great hitter, but he was clutch. And you kind of always thought he was going to somehow deliver when the moment mattered. And he played great defense and carved out a 12 to 15-year career in baseball.
A great career.
Absolutely. The catcher position, similarly, yeah, I'd like to have some offensive output, but you don't need to be Buster Posey to have a heck of a career. You can be a great defense first guy, and the bat can kind of pick and choose its spots like he did yesterday and have a hell of a season and be a guy that we just got to plug into the lineup every single day.
Patrick Bailey does not, like, I don't think many people realize just how valuable he is to a team just purely based on what he does on defense. And it's not just throwing runners out or discouraging runners from even trying to steal in the first place, but it's framing pitches. Mm-hmm. The best pitch framer in baseball. It's why, and I think you probably feel this way too, if Major League Baseball eventually goes to the automated strike zone, Patrick Bailey's value decreases significantly because the pitch framing, you're just tricking the umpire. You're tricking the human behind home plate.
Well,
there's no tricking an automated strike zone box.
I don't like the way you say tricking because it makes it seem like it's foul baiting. Like, you know, because...
But it's a ball, and you're just so good at framing that it looks like a strike.
There's an art to it. There's an art to it. There's an art to how you catch it, how you squeeze the glove based on the inside, outside. There's where you set up. There's so many things that go into it. To me, there's an art form to it, right? In the same way that, like... a defensive back like Richard Sherman was savvy with how he used his hands. And some would say, oh, that's defensive holding. That's, you know, a PI or whatever. And I would say, no. That's savant level, you know, sophisticated play at the highest level with using your brain and using your skill set.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is a skill. So I draw a difference, but I get what you're saying. He does have tremendous value. His arm, for me, is also a valuable weapon. On a team where they don't hold runners on very well and you can only throw over to first base three times, right? Like, that's important. Teams can time it up. And you see a lot of the guys on the Giants staff, Logan Webb being one of them, has the high leg kick, which enables an extra couple of steps for a base stealer. It's really hard when you're a catcher trying to mow someone down and they get a great jump on you because you don't hold them on well. You have a high leg kick. By the time I receive the ball, that guy's farther down the base path. So I think we underrate his athleticism behind the dish and his arm behind the dish as well.
You were talking about Blake Treinen for the Dodgers. We were doing this off air before the show. He's the closer. At least he closed last night for the Dodgers. They ended up winning 5-4. They're now 3-0. Whatever.
God, I hate them.
The Tigers put up a good fight.
Kreidler made a hell of a catch.
I saw
in
that.
Field.
Yeah.
Hell of a catch.
Teoscar Hernandez hit a big 3-run bomb.
God, I hate them.
Teoscar Hernandez. But he's on the bump with a runner on first. Who was the runner? I forget.
Gleyber Torres.
On first. Blake Treinen, the long, slow, high leg kick. And Gleyber easily steals second. Did not give Will Smith a chance to throw him out.
Who's a great player.
And like, so you have pitchers like that, and having Patrick Bailey back there is one of the few catchers out there who can kind of neutralize those kinds of pitchers. Now, he still might not throw him out super often. The reality is not a lot of catchers throw out a ton of base stealers. You're way more likely to successfully steal the base than you are to be thrown out when you're trying. But, I mean, I think there's just a lot that goes into Patrick Bailey's value that goes beyond the way a lot of us think about his value.
No doubt. We watched Blake Snell last year not really trust Patrick Bailey, and he was going to call his own game with the pitch comp thing, and it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. Yesterday, Logan Webb, who didn't have his best stuff, gutted it out and found a way to get through that game. What did he get? I think he went six. I think he went
five.
Five. There you go, five. How many times did he shake off Patrick Bailey?
I can't recall.
Exactly. They're in sync. You know, there's something to be said for throwing to someone you're comfortable with, who understands how to attack hitters and understands your stuff and how to navigate you not having your A game and still get through that game. Maybe if it's a, you know, less seasoned catcher, you don't get through five innings with Logan Webb yesterday. I mean, he was on the rocks a couple times.
Oh, he was. He was in trouble. He was in trouble, but he fought through it. I think the larger thing about the Giants, Shasky, and I think everything individually that we've been talking about kind of all goes into this same bucket. If the Giants over the course of a season just make the smart baseball play and they don't commit the fatal mistake, they're not necessarily going to be like this incredibly flashy team. And hell, they might not have a hitter that hits 30 home runs again this year. Whatever. They might not win 95 games. They might not. They probably won't win the division. But if you just, over the course of 162 games, Shasky, you just out-execute every team that you play, you will win a lot of baseball games based purely on that. Baseball is such an incredibly long season, and there's so many individual plays that go into a single game, a single inning, a single at-bat. If you just are a net positive on every single play in terms of your execution level, you're going to win a ton of baseball games. You don't have to be super flashy. You don't have to have four 300 hitters and three guys that hit 30 home runs and four guys that drive in 100 RBIs. Like, you don't have to have that to win baseball games. If you can just like live by the mantra of like death by a thousand paper cuts, you just do that over and over and over again, you will be a good baseball team.
You're talking basically right into my, you know, into my soul here. It's called free 90s. This is what I call it, right? We want to eliminate free 90s. What's a free 90? Okay, you'll walk a guy. That's a free 90.
Hit by pitch. Hit Ryan by pitch. Walker in the ninth inning.
Pass ball. That's a free 90. You boot a ball. You throw to the wrong guy. You throw to the wrong bag.
You miss your cutoff.
Exactly. That's a free 90. How do you win games? You get the free 90s. Yesterday, ninth inning, Jung-Hoo Lee taking the first to third free 90.
Even just the walk.
Exactly. Right? And so you have to capitalize on those things. And you're 100% correct. And the last couple of years, they haven't capitalized on any of them. That's why it's been a really difficult watch for me, because everything that they did was the last few years was against my core baseball principles. And it like was offensive, quite frankly. It really was. Like, think about the Bochy era. All the things that we saw yesterday is exactly the hallmark of what we had during the Bochy era. Cardiac kids, we're going to play small ball, we're going to make the most out of the least, guys overachieving, hey, bullpen being solid and holding down the fort, my pitcher getting through a game when he doesn't have...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.